3, 2, 1. Hello, welcome to the second episode of Slim MMA. I'm going to talk about the fights that happened this weekend and the ones that are going to happen this Saturday. So, Nagano versus Santos went exactly how most people thought it would go, I guess. Nagano caught JDS throwing a big overhand. And, well, he ended up catching him when JDS turned his back. And Nagano just went from there. And Nagano, he did good, man. And he threw some leg kicks, which was hardly ever seen from him before. And JDS, he threw a leg kick of his own. And if he kept throwing leg kicks, kept it smart 1-2s, like Stipe did, he probably would have won. Probably didn't finish it even. But I guess he couldn't help himself and I guess wanted to have some fun and threw one of his favorite weapons, an overhand. So from there, it just went south for JDS, and Nagano got the first round finish. Joseph Benavidez, man, he surprised me. He's like, in a past episode, I talked about how the flyweight division was talking, how it was dying, I mean, and he just brought life to it, man. Formiga was number one contender for a while, but he's like been really stagnant. He has been winning, but today, or like that fight, showed that he couldn't hold the number one spot for long, and Joseph Benavidez came in, took the spot as number one contender now. So the next fight with Henry Cejudo, if it ever happens, I think Joseph could pull it off. And the reason I want to see him pull it off is just so I could see the whole MMA world just get shook, like shook to the core again. And like hopefully the second fight happens, but you never know, man. With Henry Cejudo going for Lomachenko, going for the featherweights, man, it's crazy. But yeah, that's about it. Jeremiah did good too, man. He's been winning, but it's been like his performances haven't been as great as they used to be in the past. You can't really blame the guy. He's 41, man. And striking wasn't really never the best, but he's been growing. It's like he's kind of old in the game. I think he should retire his next fight. Or he could retire anytime. No one will blame him. Alright. Now, John Jones, Santos, Nunez, Holmes, Ben, George. That's a big card. That's three big fights right there. I forgot which other fight there was. But hopefully that day, I'll make another, that day or after the fight, I'll make another podcast episode about it. But Jones and Santos. Santos cannot freeze up. He cannot, like, wait for his chance, for his moment, like Alexander and Anthony Smith did. No, he's going to have to chase for it. If he doesn't, either John Jones is going to take him to the ground, finish it early, or just play with him on the feet. That's about it. Santos is going to have to look for that, for those shots, look for the openings, make the openings. Because the only times we've seen John Jones vulnerable, sorry, I can't even talk right now, is when he's being pressured, like DC and Gustafson. When DC was pressuring him in the second fight, he was doing better. And when Gustafson was pressuring Jones in the first fight, you could arguably say Gustafson won the first fight. But that's about it for that, for the main event. Co-main event, Nunes versus Holm. That's a really good fight. A really bad fight for both women. Bad fight for Holly Holm because she lost to... She has been on like a losing skittish, I guess. Hasn't been winning. But hasn't really been losing, I guess. She lost to Valentina. And Valentina has lost to Nunes twice, but you could argue the second fight, Valentina won. But it's a bad fight for Holly Holm, but it's a bad fight for Nunes too. Because even though Holly Holm lost to people that Nunes beat, like the MMA math won't really work. Like Holly Holm, if she keeps with those oblique kicks, keeps on the outside and counters, she could probably land that one big shot. But Nunes is just probably too much, man. Her power is like something different in the women's division. And I don't really have anyone for the fight, to be honest. I kind of want Holly Holm to win, but I think Nunes would win. So I'm kind of 50-50. Ben Askren versus George Masvidal. I don't think Ben could win, but I don't think George... I can't think of scenarios where both guys would win or lose. Because Ben, he has great wrestling, but his stand-up, equally, is probably It's not the best, man. It's not the greatest, but he has stand up, alright. But but if Ben Askren takes it to the ground, keeps it in clinch, you could arguably say he's gonna win because he's probably one of the strongest fighters. Proof or evidence from the watermelon video. you could say that's not enough, but still. George Masvidal, he's a great boxer and he trains with great wrestlers like Colby and Romero. But you never know, man. Ben Askren is just a different type of wrestler. And even though he lost in a Jordan Burroughs match, Jordan Burroughs has been on the wings. Like, he has been on fire, man. You can't blame the loss on Ben Askren. Jordan Burroughs has been a constant wrestler, while Ben Askren hasn't really wrestled in a while. He's been doing MMA wrestling, which is totally two different things. And George Masvidal, like he showed against the Darren Till fight, he has punching power, man. He could adapt, and he has speed as well. Got that three-piece in a soda, man. But, yeah, man, just weird fight. Like, those three fights, I don't have for anyone. So, it's just up to the fights, man. I think, yeah, Diego Sanchez versus Michael Chiesa, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. But that's another good fight, man. Diego Sanchez showed after he moved back up, that he's a threat. He beat Mickey Gall, dominated Mickey Gall. And Michael Chiesa is another guy that moved up. Yeah, another dangerous person as well, but I don't know, man. Diego Sanchez, even though people underestimated him for his chin, his grappling has to be one of the best in UFC. To be honest, I got it either way. Either way. Yeah, that's another fight I can't pick, but I'm going to stick with Diego Sanchez. I've been a fan of his for a long time. So, it's a really weird fight for both guys. Like, John Jones is a different type of person he's facing today. For Holly Holm, this is probably by far the best opponent she's faced. For Nunes, this is probably the how should I say it? Or the most different fighter she has faced. The same for Ben and George. It's a really good card, man. Different styles, matching up. I expect a good night of fights. Probably not a lot of finishes. Probably a lot of decision fights. But you never know, man. It's MMA. The game is evolving. It's adapting. Yeah, that's pretty much for this podcast, man. I try keeping it short. And it's probably going to be the only episode for this week. Next week, I'll try to get an episode in. But that's pretty much it. I can't talk today. But that's all I really wanted to talk about. But other than that, it's fine, to be honest. It's all fine. Well, this has been another episode. I'll try and have another episode next week. It's only about 8-9 minutes long. And hopefully next week it's longer. I never know. I don't have the time, but I try to make the time. Catch y'all later.